Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The movie Race is now playing in theaters. It depicts the three key years of the life of American track and field legend Jesse Owens. In being the first American track athlete to win four gold medals at the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin, Owens made a historic statement of racial equality in front of a largely German audience. At the time, German Chancellor Adolf Hitler was promoting the superiority of the light-skinned Aryan race of Europe and Western Asia. The Berlin Olympics were intended to demonstrate the proof of this ethnic superiority. Because Germany was already discriminating against Jews and people of color, there was significant pressure for America to boycott participation in the event. In the end, a contingent of American athletes competed in the Berlin Olympics. Among them were 18 African Americans, which was three times the number that participated in the 1932 Olympics in Los Angeles. 10 of the African Americans won Olympic medals. Jesse Owens was the star, winning the 100 and 200 meter races, the long jump, and as a member of a relay team. Teammate Ralph Metcalf earned the silver in the 100 meters dash and joined Owens on the gold medal winning relay team. The movie shows how German long jumper Lutz Long gave Owens a helpful tip as Owens was on the brink of disqualification from the long jump competition. Long was also first to congratulate and embrace Owens upon winning that event. Even Hitler saluted Owens' accomplishments. Back home, race relations were still often bitter. President Franklin Roosevelt invited every American Caucasian medal winner to the White House, but none of the 10 African Americans who won medals, not even Jesse Owens. To his credit, Jesse Owens endured racial discrimination with restraint and grace. He was not invited to the White House until President Eisenhower named him a goodwill ambassador. President Ford awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. A street near the Berlin Olympic Stadium is now named in his honor. Today, Owens is judged by his character, not by the color of his skin. That's it for now. Be sure to listen next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or McDonald Broadcasting.